Two dots. It's one hemshech of the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Nema Manal, 7 lines on the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Shalu Becheskas Tam. If you borrowed a shirt, the Chazakah that it was a Tam. The Nimtza Mu'ud, and it came out it was a Mu'ud. So Bailam Mishalam Chatzin Nezek, Vishalam Mishalam Chatzin Nezek. The Bailam pay Chatzin Nezek, and the Shalu pays Chatzin Nezek. Since the Shalu borrowed it, Daldas, that it was a Tam. So there's not mechuyev to pay nezek shalom. Who had the beis shayil? If it became a muad in the base of a shayil, and v'chzir the bialim, now he returned it to the bialim. So bialim shalom chatzin nezek v'shayil pata miklum. The bialim only pays chatzin nezek. He says, what do you mean? I gave it to you. That's the tam. You coming and making a muad? I'm not paying nezek shalom.
We'll see the gemara.
We're going on the first case now. Shalom becheskas tam. If he borrowed it, becheskas tam v'nimtza mu'ud, then he came out that it was mu'ud b'ayilim, m'sham chatzin nezek, v'shal chatzin nezek. So that was the halacha, that the b'ayilim pay chatzin nezek, and the shal pays chatzin nezek. So gemara v'amai, lay malay, let the shayil say to your she'ila, I borrowed a shayil, I didn't borrow a lion, I didn't borrow this knockout. So why should I be mechuyiv to pay b'chlal? You're right that this shayil is good by me, so, but why should I pay even 50%? I should be potter.
Why?
Because the reason why this guy gored now was because he's really a mood. He's an animal that gores. I never bought an animal that's a mood and goring. I bought an animal that's garnished.
Yeah, when you borrow, you have your choices.
Right? So I borrowed an animal that was a tam. You told me it was a tam. And now it came out it was a mood. I shouldn't pay anything. No, you knew it was a nacha. You didn't know it was a mood, but you knew that it was a nacha.
Tam
what?
Tam stays in the mood.
Yeah.
So if you hold like that, so then he wouldn't have that time, right? Because he'd have to watch Satan's
permanent.
He had to watch Satan's, but he's trying to tell you
that I never borrowed an animal that's an Akhan. I didn't even call him that this guy was going to shtay. So all of a sudden started kicking him.
No. It kept hitting, aiming at you and at the fence.
Rashi says, that's a Ramez case, but Rashi says, La yada shenaga gimel negiches. He didn't know that it was three, but...
So what does it mean he was an icon? That he was two?
Yeah. That means it's not... It could be zero, it could be two, and then it could be a mu'ud. It was once it was not yet.
Exactly. Oh, maybe he did it and retrieved from.
What's his Samishanim said that we said yesterday?
What I was asking is, I don't get why he has. If you hold Sat Thomas from Kemal Medes, then it doesn't give him to Nachan or not. He would be Chatzin Ezek at the time, regardless if it's a Nachan or not, right?
You're right, he's paying Chatzin Ezek. Mother's paying Chatzin Ezek.
But he doesn't have a Taina.
No, his Taina is that this shirt is not a shirt that kicks Michal. That's why I wasn't so nizzer in it. This shay became a mu'ud, so that's why it kicked now the fourth time. Why did it kick number four? Because it's a mu'ud, not because it's a tam.
But I have to watch it. I have to make again. Sure. I'd always be chayav chatzin nezek, no matter what.
Doesn't matter. But again, but the reason why this shay now kicked was even in the chatzin nezek was because it was a nakh. You might have to watch it. A normal shay, you don't watch bichlal. You got the mechuyev, you know, if it kicked, but it's not. It's not a normal thing to kick. This shay is a kicker because is a nakham because it's a mu'ud. Okay, we'll see. The Gemara is going to say, the Gemara, v'leimenei tam she'ili mu'ud lo she'ili. So let him tell on the right side, borrowed a tam and not a mu'ud. So the Gemara, you're right. Mishnah Amalei, save, you have a tam, bargain is gebayit shlume. You're right. So if it was a tam, I would pay 50. Hashtanami, zil shlum, bargain is, can alamai source, go pay 50. So the Gemara, v'leimenei, let him say, itam avi mishtalam migufa. If it's a tam, who would pay migufa and not from... Not from me. So Anachanami, go take from the shah. Why are you taking from me $50? Go take from the shah. If it's a tam, now that it's Maliyah, now it's Mu'ud, you pay Maliyah and you're going to mourn me $50, go take from the shah. The shah is your shah anyways.
So he should be puttering guns.
He should be putter.
What's the Gemara's whole halacha then? That's
he's telling him. He's telling him that why you machayev me to pay? Take from the shah. The shah happens to be your shah.
Yeah, but what does magufa mean? Magufa means who's responsible for the value of magufa. Meaning here there's a dispute. Here the amount, we say we cannot exceed what the shor is worth. That I understand.
Also it says, where do you take the money from? You take the money from the body
but
itself.
But who is nifsa? Who loses out when you take the money from the body himself? The baal shor.
Okay, true.
Now here the shor represents the baal shor.
True.
So he should share in that loss.
I don't want to share in that loss. The payment is a payment of migufa. Yeah, yeah.
So the baal the shoyl should owe the mashal.
The bialim,
the baal shor, it's some money.
Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. Mishum da amaloi. So I've said at lav tu bais shlumu ledidi. Okay, you're right. I'm going to take it from the shor, but you mechayiv to pay me a shor.
Right. So he's a part of the right.
No, you're saying it a little more lamdish, I think. You're trying to say that he's a part of it. The Gemara is not saying that. The Gemara is just saying that, okay, so we're going to take it from the shayl, but now you owe me a shayl, so now pay me the shayl.
Right, now the
shayl
has to pay him, right.
Okay, but the name of Leh, let the shayl say, im tamave, if it would have been a time, medina o miftir, have medina miftir, I would have been moida and pata b'knas, paganis k'knasa, so I would have been moida and pata. But fill the man that my paganis k'mamayin, even if you want to say it's paganis k'mamayin, you can't say moida b'knas, pata, name of Leh, itamah, who have ma'arikna leh la'agmam, I would have put it in the agam. I would have hid it in the swamp area, and therefore they would have been teveya. And since it's the time migufa mishalim, and I would have been pata. Zakdama alacham ayaskinon kain the agdim beitino of a tafsei. So we're talking about a case that the bezdin went ahead and grabbed it. Since the bezdin went ahead and grabbed it, therefore you can't say anymore that I have my yukna leila agma. I would have brought it to the swamp area. Because Bezdin already grabbed it, and now that's where you're mechuyev in 50%.
Well, I don't send the havamina because the baals, the tanya, why should I have to hide the shor and the agam? The shor records this.
No, I'm not sure what you're saying. Where's the baals already? The shor is saying,
I could have hidden it.
Right.
And then you return to the baal, you tell the baal you can't use it anymore, you have to hide it?
No. They're going to stop chasing. They're not going to mourn me for 3 years. The bezin gets involved, and then they leave go. How long should they deal with this case? They can't find the shayl. The shayl was lost. The shayl was eaten up. Zakhtigimah. Okay, so that's why the shayl is not pot.
I like Tosha's Teretz better.
Yeah, okay, so what do you ask me, Tosha's Teretz?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Tosha's Teretz is because he could have bought
me. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, but the Pasha, I'm saying a Pasha to Tetz. Zakh the Gemara, Vaita, Yachi, Bailem Amay Misham Chatzin Nezek. Why does the Bailem pay Chatzin Nezek? That means now we dealt with the Shail. The Shail is trying to tie his Zachayas, that it should be Pata. We came in, it's not Pata. Zakh the Gemara, but now the Bailem should tie his Zachayas. Why should I pay Chatzin Nezek? Name Alei, Atafse, the two of the other. Mandalay, the two of the bin din about that. You let Bezdin grab it, and I can handle with them. Right? We said that with the Saskia case, that Bezdin went ahead and grabbed the shor. That was the case. That's why he's still mechayiv in the 50. So we're saying, so let the Bailam come and say, you let Bezdin grab it. Why are you letting Bezdin take it? I can't handle anymore. Maybe like this, well, I can't handle. Now I can't handle anymore. I know you're really chayiv,
right.
But
the same thing with hiding in the agam.
Hiding in the agamus, yeah. Yeah, but we're saying the ma'aseh. At the end of the day, the payment is not
right. Why would the
because it was the mood from him.
Right,
it was mood from him.
Yeah, but he didn't do it. It wasn't his problem. He gave over a mood.
So what's wrong with him? Had it been in my rishus, I would have watched it.
He knew it was an action.
Yeah, but he not his fault. He wasn't watching. Just because he was. Did
miss
the other person, doesn't
mean
also.
Yeah, you're asking a very good child. But mine
said,
at the end of the day,
I would have watched.
Yeah, I would have watched. At the end of the day, I would have watched.
Maybe because you were misleading the child.
Some say it's misleading. Where does it say 50%? I mean, right. So maybe pay 10%. I don't know. I mean, what does it have to do with anything?
No, because of that, he wasn't watching it properly. Oh. So now you have to share the achrais.
Right. That's the answer. That since the achrais bothers Gasha. But since the ma'isa, you weren't watching it. I didn't watch it like a mu'ud. I didn't watch it as an achrais. V'ayit. At the end of the day, you want to only charge me. I should be charged. So my this guy really deserves 100%. I'm only mechuyev tam shavoy. So now that with less barriers, you're mechuyev to 50%. Zakta Gemara. So Bekitzah says the Baalim should tie his zechayis and say, why did you let Bezin take it? Zakta Gemara. Should Amaloi iadat in aloch lavi nocha b'shakilei. If I would have given it to you, wouldn't Bezin have taken it from you? He would have taken it from you also.
Well, like, what's Gemara, what's happening? The son is chayav to hide from Beis Din.
No, but he's telling you the Maisi did a bad deal.
What do you mean bad deal? It's chayav. You know, who says he's allowed to hide from Beis Din?
He's right around the Issa. That's what he's asking before. Yeah, but the Maisi, at the end of the day, he could have timed it out. So Gemara, yeah, that. Let the Bailam say, I would have hit it in the Aga. I would have hit it. Now, why is that a Maila? Safe. You would have hit it. We're discussing now a Muid. I don't care if you hide the Shah. It's not a time. A time in the Migufa Mishalam. But him Ali Mishalam. So hide it from Akhmas if Mug. This is good. If he has Nechasim, Samela, he'll be Gaiva, the Muadis from the Nechasim. But if there's no nechassim, what could he say? I could have hit the shor, and they would have tried to be tevei the shor. I don't have a shor to be tevei. I don't have a house. I don't have anything. Boom! They would have taken it. They have nothing to take from. The shor is going to say, "Ki heichad mishtabadna ledidoch, achanam mishtabadna lech." Just like you're meshubit to me, just like I'm meshubit to you, I'm meshubit to the mazik, to the nizik. Why did they have Nasan? The famous member Chazal of Nasan, the Tanya of Nasan, I'm a Minayel and Aisha b'chaveya mona. B'chaveya. How do you know if I owe you money and you owe someone else money? How do I know Minayel Shemitzim is Evan Aisha that we skip you and we just go straight to me? Tamalayim of Nasan Asha Asha, I'm like, over there we learn out, Nasan Asha Asha, I'm like, anyone that you're Asha, so that's Nasan's din Shibudu, they have Nasan. That if I owe you money and you owe someone else money, you go straight to that. We don't have to leave the middle guy. We leave him out. And over here also, the ma'aser, the guy could have came to me and I would have paid the nizik straight. So therefore,
you can't tie
the mazik, the bialim can't tie in the...
Who's going to who in my
case? The bialim say, okay, if I didn't have any money, and I would have hit the shor to the agam, so therefore, it would have been... He says, no, but the nizik could have came straight to me. We have nothing to the show.
But the show is only going to be chayav chatzin. We're not going to be chayav the other chatzin.
We're not discussing now.
When you whisper to each other, then you can't have time for me that I didn't hear him. You said he is the chatzin. No. You keep telling me he asked it before. How do I know what he asked? He whispers to you, and you whisper back to him.
Shannon talk about that chatzin. It's a good chatzin. The tayat is the lav davka even asked it. We just blame it on him. Yeah, anyways.
We're not talking about the...
The owner is tining, the last thing we learned, the owner was tining you would have paid me, and you should pay me. So Gemara answers, so what? He has to pay to the Nizek anyway, directly.
We had in the Braisa two cases. We started with the Braisa, we asked this yesterday already, that the ratio and the Sefer don't stim. Why? What was the first case? The first case is what we were just discussing, that you borrowed a shah, you thought it was a tam, the Maisa was a muid, so you only mukhiv to pay chatzi nezek. The next case was, it came back to the Bailim, who had the Beis Shoyal, it was in the Beis Shoyal, it became a muid. The Bailam's only chayiv chatzin nezek. Zok the Gemara sefer. What's the reason that this is the sefer? What's the reason that you chayiv chatzin nezek? Rishus mishana is talking about because rishus is mishana. What does that mean? That means once it's switched over rishus, it loses its muadis. So rishus should say mishana, but the rishus said no, that it still stays a muad by the Beis Hashoyal. Why? When it left the Bailam's rishus?
I'm sorry, no, I didn't mean to interrupt. What do we say? Rishus Mishana, so therefore what? So now when it goes back to the Shoyal?
To the Bailam, you only pay Chatzin Nezek.
And it resets itself? No,
it became a mood by the Shoyal.
Right.
The second case was it became a mood by the Shoyal. Now it went back to the Bailam, it finished the Shoyal, went back to the Bailam, it resets itself, it comes to time. Right? You only pay Chatzin Nezek.
Has a din and who's watching, like maybe you don't get watching. You can't watch me.
No, but there is some type of shmir, yeah,
so
sure.
That's why
Reisha, it's a sefer, we tell you, it goes back to the Bailam.
And where does it
only
go?
Chatzin Nezek.
And where does it go? It goes back to as if it was Mazik twice, or it goes back to the beginning?
The beginning.
It was never an Akum.
No, nothing.
No, the only thing is, if, let's say, by the Bailam...
If it did already once, then it'll stay once.
No, do you still say Rishus Mishana? That loses the first
Nekicha? No, the first Nekicha stays.
So whatever the Baal had,
the Baal had, yeah.
I don't understand. The Shoyl doesn't own it. It's still in the Rishus Bailam.
Okay, that might be the last testing moment. One second. So, again, let's just get the steer. So the steer is that the Mamash steer head on. The Reisha says that when it comes into the Shush Shoyl, it pays $100. It pays the whole thing, grabbed the bottom chips in. Whatever it is, but upon him, it stays a Mu'at. And the Sefer says, no, when it goes from the Shoyl to the Bailam, it loses its Mu'adis. How's that stim? So the Mu'at, Amayam Yechon on Tavra. Misha Shanazu, Lech Shanazu. Bechon says it's all over in Shas. Misha Shanazu, Lech Shanazu. Yeah, the one that said this, not this, even though it's a Reish and a Sefer, we still Rebbe that was Malakka. The Mishnah is, the Bryce is, whatever, he wasn't Malakka, like, no problem.
A Shoyl is change of a Rishus. I still own it.
That's, yes,
didn't realize it.
Yeah.
I don't whisper.
You said it way too low. We'll see, that's going to be it. Yeah. Zog the Gemara. Rabba, I'm a... Yes, that was a Rebbe Yechon's tenets. The Echanam, it's not a tenets. It's telling you the Mishana to the Shana Zut. Rabba, Oma, Midereisha Rishus, and the Mishana, Sefer Nami Rishus, and the Mishana. If the Reisha Taka would say that Rishus doesn't change it, the Sefer also Rishus doesn't change it. Why the Sefer? Why does it go back to its Tamets? The Sefer and the Tamets, the Nama Lelav Kol Kiminoch, the Miyad Leidah Tuturoi. You're not believed, you're not trusted to make my Shana into a Mu'ud. An owner can make a shayl into a mu'ud, but a shayl can't make a shayl into a mu'ud. Why not?
No, because it has to be who'd of a bailo. It's a din of who'd of a bailo. The shayl is not a bail.
That's not true.
That would mean that if it happens.
If it happened three times by the shayl, Avadi Mechoyiv.
The shayl is Mechoyiv, but.
So?
But
I said who'd of a bailo? No, Avadi not. No. Because you're talking not a bailim, I didn't lend it to you to leskunish datich avalei lavasi kilu. We know by shlichus, you can do good, you can't do bad. You can't do bad to my shirt. You can't do that. That's what Gemara said. Lavkal kaminich, you have no bailis on that.
At the end of the day, it's now in this short, the wild short.
No, I'm gonna watch it. I'm telling you, I'm gonna watch it.
So how come when it does the light, it's
kind of similar? Who inside the shirt?
Yeah.
No,
just
with
like
the shayl.
No,
to me it can't make it worse. That's a mishal nakam. So it's at the shayl of Avada could go ahead and when it's by the shayl, the shayl of Avada is mechuyev. But now that it came back to the bailim says, I never gave you. You have no bailis on my shayl. Now this would be a shayla. Let's say by daled minim. Let's say we give matanam maslachse. Do you have enough bailis in it to make it like? Do you have ownership? Do you have enough of an ownership? Now that's why it's a big shayla in Achrenim. What do you mean? A shayla is kulei bailim. And like Rabbi Mazur brought up a good nekuda of vuud b'valav. About it is called vuud b'valav. About the mitzvah of shayla is called vuud b'valav.
But Rashi says a different reason. Rashi says because you didn't watch it properly, so can become a muud gabi me that right. Watches it better.
Yeah.
So therefore, we'll have to come in because you didn't watch it.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm saying, what's the?
But if the shore is becomes wild, then it roars the next time, even if he is watching it. So then we see that the shore is a wild shore, right?
Yeah, but even if it's a wild shore, we see that it can become ice wild. Mu'ud becomes a tam if it happens three times over it. I wasn't here for that. I didn't say that Mishnah, but the mother was doing it quietly. Then.
It's in the archive.
It's here, no? Yeah, okay. Fine. So, Bekitza. So, yeah, what were you saying?
What's the safer? When it became a
it was a mu'ud by the shayl, right. And then now went back to the bailam.
So we say we split the amounts.
No, sefer was no. Sefer becomes a tam.
Oh, shayl part of makom.
Zok the Gemara. My papa says mid the sefer is just mishana. Reish and Ami is just mishana. The sefer is talking about is just mishana. Like we said, that's why when it switches the shayl, Sataka switches its bailis, it switches ownership, it becomes ois mu'ud. Reish also. So I was like, why are we telling Reisha not? The Maisa, once it was Uud Bavalov, it became a Muud in the Bailam, it stays a Muud even by the Shail. The Mavir, Shaina Taimishim, the Chal Makram Shailich, Sham, Shame, Ba'olav, Olav. I think this is what you were trying to say, Wherever it goes, it still has a Shame Bailam. Even by a Shail, it still has a Shame Bailas to it. Therefore, that doesn't leave it, and it stays in Mu'ud. Interesting test, the Gemara really. Because that means even though the Shail says, I don't know, and as the Shish Mishan, the Shail says, I'm going to watch it better, and we say, since it has a shame Bailam to it, since it has that this Shail has a shame, it always has the name of the Bailam, therefore already it doesn't lose it, and it stays with the Mu'adis.
It's not a
board. The Kuda was more. What?
It's not a board. It's not
a different Rishus.
It still has a shame of the Rishus of the Bible. So it became Lamdish now. Also, Rishus Mashana became a Lamdish of Vod. Because it has the shame by them. But the whole Vod Rishus Mashana was, like we thought we saw in Rashi, the Mashana said, I watch it better. You don't watch it so good. So what is it? See, it's a Lamdish of Vod of Bailam.
Yeah, but it's not right. I would think you would say maybe Rishus. It's not a Shinner Rishus.
Yeah, no, it's saying
it is a Shinner Rishus.
It is a Shinner Rishus. Right. Navaz, it still has the Shem Bailam to it. What is the Lamed Shem Bailam to it?
No, people but say, when you give it to the Shiner, it's still about the. It's still called here.
Who cares what it's called? The Maaser, he's a better protector. I thought it was a time I'm protecting it better, whatever it is.
But the Baal could protect it better, not the Shaul protect it.
Why shouldn't the Shaul protect it better also? Is it
no,
better
maybe protect? Maybe now that everybody knows who Shaul it is and they know that this, what the Shaul is capable of doing, people around them have to be careful also.
So you make it worse. I mean,
well, because they should have known. Yeah. Right.
Is there such a thing that other people have to be careful?
Yeah. No, yeah, they're not.
That'll be wild. Like, you're a villain.
Yeah, if you go into the bull's corral, then you can't have any tigers.
Yeah, I think you didn't hear the question. You didn't hear the question.
He said, "Why is the Mishnah talking about all the people around have to be careful?" So we're talking about that you went to him.
Yeah. Anyways, so the kids are, so what are we saying? So that's what it was. It's the Santa Lom de Shazach that has a shame Baalov is still around, and therefore, yeah. Okay, talk to my back. Shoyer Tzadin Ein Chayv Misa. The Mishnah said that if it's animal that's it's Tzadin, people raise it on. It's Miyuchet V'Negiches. You teach it for it.
It's trained.
Yeah. Another word for it. Yeah. So you're not Chayv Misa because it says the Mishnah brings a pasuk. Ki Yigach V'Leisha Leigichu.
If it happened, we're.
Yeah. If it happened
in arena.
The people go ahead and rate it on, and that's how they play with it, whatever.
And it didn't happen in Shusha Rab.
Pashta's not. Zakti Mai Bailu Mahalu Gab Mizbeach. Could I bring this behemoth to Mizbeach? Rava Makasha. Shmuel Am Apostle. Rava Makasha Anuzu. The Shah is honest to kill people. He killed someone, but it's honest. Shmuel Am Apostle, you never be available. I said, Mitzias was done available. Meisvei, we're going to ask a kasha on Shmuel. It says in the pasuk in the beginning of a yikar mina behema. So what do we learn from mina behema loitze? It's a veiva, it's a nirva. To exclude, you can't bring a carbon irveya or a nirva. If an animal has done znus to it or a did znus, it's pot. I mean, you can't put up a carbon.
Rashi holds
that loitze is a nirva.
Rashi learns the roveya is.
It could be that it's not the animal's fault. You can't bring this on them as bech. If we exclude already Reveya, why do we have to exclude Negeach? Both of them are chayiv skila makamedim. You're right, it's two different aveyas, but why does it need to say both? There's something by Reveya, not Negeach. What's that? Reveya also by Einus Kiratzin. Reveya. We made Einus Kiratzin. What does that mean? That if it was Nirva B'Einus, it's Niska. Negeach La'asa B'Einus Kiratzin. But Negeach, if it kicked someone B'Einus, it's not like Ratzin. We'll see in a minute what that means. In other Nafkaminis, Negeach Mashalim Kaifa. Negeach, if it kills a person, you pay Kaifa. Reveya, and Mashalim Kaifa, if it's Reveya, it does not pay Kaifa. We'll see what that means. What happened with the Reveya. Fine. The Fikach, Vutzachlaim Reveya, Vutzachlaim Negeach. That's all the Brahis, so therefore, it has to say Reveya, it has to say Negeach. Look at the Mark Tani Mias. The Maaser we see. Reveya also by Einus Kriyatsin, Negeach, also by Einus Kriyatsin. Reveya also by Einus Kriyatsin, Negeach. We didn't do Einus Kriyatsin. Mayachasa. What's an afkamina? Lav le carbon? Isn't afkamina le carbon? So what do we see? That we don't say Einus Kriyatsin, and it could be brought for a carbon. Not like Rav that said that if it was Negeach Bainus, which means this case of Shayat Stadin, Rav said, Shmuel said, that it's possible to bring for a carbon. The Chay is not like Shmuel. So the Ma'alai le Ktala.
No, that's saying? Why I said two psukim. That's why I had to say side the case of Nachman and side the case of Reuven.
Another what?
Gemara just went through the Hamshach Gemara. Why do I have to say both?
Right.
I said both because I need each one because each one has something the other one doesn't have.
So you're Mamayit. The pasuk is Mamayit. It's Mamayit that even in Spinus.
You're still going to be Chayav.
You can't bring it as carbon.
You can't bring it as carbon.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not sure that's it. The Ma'ach is a lava carbon. Isn't it to teach you?
So it's the Kashan Rav.
No, what are you saying?
It's the Kashan Rav.
No.
Because you have a pasuk that tells you you can't bring it for a carbon. Ma'ach says you can.
Again. We're telling you the way the Gemara is learning now, the Gemara is trying to tell you that by Negeach, it's talking not the same. It's talking not the same.
And you can't bring it for a carbon. You have a pasuk for it. You can't learn out one from the other, but you still have a pasuk that says you can.
No,
bring
no,
carbon.
No. The Gemara is holding now that the Nekuda is that it's for a carbon, and by a carbon, the pasuk's only memayit, the case of no, not ketala, the case of ratzin, not oinus. And that's why it's not similar. Taka don't learn out one from each other.
Right, that's why you need both psukim.
No. That's why I need both psukim, exactly.
Yeah, because it has a specific meaning.
Because there is something where it's not similar, right. And that's why I need a pasuk to teach you. But when does the pasuk teach you that I've had onus by ratzin? Where it's not similar is by Ktala. And Taka, like you're saying now, that but Avadah, Legabe Karmen, is Taka the same? Again, so where it's not similar is Legabe, us killing it, then we're not going to kill it, Einus Giratzen. But you want to know, could I bring it for Karmen? Avadah, Taka can't, because Lahitzi is, it's a Avadah, it's not going to store my book.
How can I understand?
It's not a Kasha, I'm saying, yeah. How can I understand? Yeah, I'm at Lura Karmen. Negeach la'asa b'ainus kriyotzen lav. If you can tell me the gavi carbon, then negeach we don't say ainus kriyotzen lav ainus the deiksev lav yotzen the deiksev. A little bit like you trying to say, it doesn't say in the pasuk. It doesn't say not ainus not yotzen. You don't see anything. So how would you know to be my one over the other? By negeicha we know because it says in the Mishnah we were mayit ki yigach v'leish yigichu. So we have a pasuk. Here we don't have any pasuk. So why would you say taka one's ainus one yotzen mechtesin? Maybe taka both mechui. El alav l'ktala, avad is coming l'ktala, that by ktala it's not similar, but by negicha it is similar. The gabi ktala is similar, the gabi ktala is similar, and you don't have a raya, not like Rav. Not like Shmuel. Zok lima, oma mach, we lit in this b'raisa negech, m'shal ha-mas ha-kaifa, reveya, in m'shal ha-mas ha-kaifa. The b'raisa said, in negech pays kaifa, reveya does not pay kaifa. Zok lima, hechadam. Ilayim ad-riyav ha-vekatla, if through this nus it killed someone, Malik Talib Khan, Malik Talib Revi, who cares how it killed? Well, the Rav had loy kapa. Selamai, it didn't kill. The reason why it doesn't pay kaifa is when do you pay kaifa? When does the Balaam pay kaifa? When it killed someone. This animal didn't kill anyone. So what's the problem? Why should you pay kaifa? What's the Gemara saying? This pays kaifa, this doesn't pay. Well, it didn't kill, you don't pay kaifa. Zok the Gemara, I'm a bayal, oilam the Rav of a loy kapa. Really, it didn't kill. So, but what happened? Asui lebei din of a katlua. So, brought this woman to Bezdin, and we killed the woman, or whatever it is. Right? Because she was a vet. So, ma'o the tamer command the katlu dami. You would think that lemaisa, even though it was Bezdin, it wasn't the animal that killed. It was Bezdin that killed the person, so therefore, has din like katlu, and you should pay kaifa, kamash malon. No, you don't pay kaifa.
What was the gemara's happening at the rav of a katlu? What's the shaykh between rav and katlu?
During this nose, it killed.
Is that wild and it started killing?
No, it killed this woman. Zakti Gemara, that's the test. Zerava Amad Oilam Dravaka. You would think that. That it's like the animal.
It's a continuation of the animal.
Continuation of the animal killing. Okay. So, Mela, now you would pay Kaifa. Kamashla, you don't pay Kaifa. Zerava Amad Oilam Dravaka. Really, it's discussing a case of Dravaka. Udu Kakashalach Malik Talab Kanayim. The Bach says, Malik Kotler B'Kan and Malik Kotler B'Kan.